Welcome to the Natural Healthcare Show on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. If you struggle with weight or belly fat, have metabolism issues, or find it hard to fall asleep but are always tired, maybe it's time to consider a different approach. Dr. Brian Foley is here to lead you on a path to better health through a natural approach to healthcare. If you'd like to talk to Dr. Foley, simply call us at 615-737-WWTN. That's 615-737-9986. Now, here's your hosts for today's show, Ray Bester and Dr. Brian Foley.
Welcome, listeners. Welcome on this beautiful Sunday afternoon, autumn Sunday afternoon, and I hope that we find you well. And if you're not that well, we can give you some information to make you well. In the studio with me, I have our very beloved friend, Dr. Brian Foley. Good afternoon, Doc.
Good afternoon, Ray. Good afternoon, listeners. We got an exciting program ahead of us.
As usual.
Yes. We're going to ruffle some feathers and educate some people to what natural health care is all about.
We don't mind ruffling feathers if it makes you feel better.
That's right.
Okay. Give you healthy bodies, healthy mind.
Right. Get the truth out there.
That's right. And get the tenacity to tackle the problem, because we all have bodies.
That's exactly right, and we're going to all have to take care of them one way or the other.
That's right, and we can't get out of it, right?
That's right.
Okay. All right, so Doc, today we've chosen the subject of cholesterol. Don't just manage high cholesterol, fix it.
That's right.
All right, now tell the listeners if cholesterol is dangerous to our body.
Well, actually, you would think it is dangerous if you watch all the ads on TV, all the medication that you're supposed to take if it's high.
Which is plenty.
It is. And we'll get into more detail on that. But basically, cholesterol, if you have no cholesterol in your body, you'd be dead. So it's there for many, many things like hormones. It helps the cells to have a good fatty tissue around the cells to protect you. It helps with digesting your food. So again, we'll get into a lot of these things as we get going here.
So that's what it does to our body or in our body, the cholesterol?
Yeah, well, what it does is it actually gives flexibility to the what's called the membranes of the cells, which is the outer portion of the cells.
Right.
It also helps with permeability to let things into the cells.
Mm-hmm.
It's also a building block for bile, which is made in the liver. And bile also breaks down food. We have to have bile to break it down as it's going into the intestinal tract. It's needed for production of all hormones in the body, male and female hormones, sex hormones, your adrenal hormones, your thyroid hormones. It helps to, again, break down food in the body, and it's needed to synthesize vitamin D. Now, there seems to be a problem. I haven't read a whole lot about it yet, but there seems to be a problem with a lot of people and having enough vitamin D in their body. And one reason may be that the cholesterol isn't functioning properly, or it might be, in some cases with medication, being driven too low, and the person can't synthesize, which just means break it down and pull it into the body with vitamin D.
Right.
But on the average, what I'm finding when I do a blood test, we do a functional blood test in our office, is that about one out of every three patients that are coming in are low on vitamin D. Now, vitamin D is also known as the sunshine vitamin,
right,
which means if you're out in the sun, your skin should be able to produce it or synthesize it. But what happens is I've had people come in that are working out in the sun, like construction workers, and they're low on vitamin D. So I don't know what's going on as far as why it's low, but it is low with many, many people, and this could be one of the reasons.
Right. So when you find someone, if they're working in the sun and are low on vitamin D, do you give them a vitamin D?
Yeah, that's really the only answer to that is to get the vitamin D into their body. There's isn't any real symptom, like maybe with the thyroid, you may have feeling of weight gain, or you do have weight gain. You may be tired all the time. Those are symptoms that kind of relate to the thyroid mostly.
Right.
But with vitamin D, the only known symptom is tiredness, which is so general that you can't just say, okay, you're low on vitamin D.
Just because you're feeling tired.
Exactly. So really the only way to really check to see if you need vitamin D is with a blood test.
Right.
And that should be done at least once a year.
Right. So the cholesterol is not a bad thing. As I mean, when you mention cholesterol out in society, the attitude is, well, Is it high? And if it's high, you're in trouble.
Right.
And if it's low, you're in trouble too.
That's right.
Okay.
Yeah. So if it goes too low, then of course you can't make the hormones. Your cells don't function properly. Food doesn't get broken down properly.
Mm-hmm.
There are some numbers that we'll go over here that where different ranges that we want it in.
Right.
And what happens when they go over it or under it.
Well, how do you test for these numbers, Doc? They have to be in a certain number.
Right. And again, the way that you would test for that is going to be with a blood test.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in my office, we take a blood test, and we use what we call functional numbers.
Right.
These are healthy numbers, where if you have a blood test, most people have seen their blood test, and they see these ranges on there,
mm-hmm.
where those ranges were developed by the labs that run these blood tests. And what they do is they average the people in that area where the lab is located.
Mm-hmm.
And those averages are the average of the sick people in that area. So we call those sick ranges, which a lot of times they're so wide that a lot of people that are starting to have functional problems, they don't appear in there. Everybody appears normal.
Right.
The example I like to give is the thyroid. When you look at the thyroid, in this area, the range is 0.35 to 5.5, but the range functionally is 1.8 to 3. So that's the healthy range. That's where we want it to be, is between 1.8 and 3.
Right.
But because of the laboratory range being so wide, what's happening is that you'll have a blood test done. You might have all these symptoms on the thyroid, and the doctor's going to say that you're normal and there isn't anything wrong.
Right.
So if you look at the functional range, if you fall outside that functional range, at least in my office, we're going to start taking action right away.
Right.
And start driving that down or up or wherever it needs to go.
All right. So in your office, what are the functional range? What is the normal cholesterol ranges for you?
Well, they're pretty much going to be the same as the laboratory range with cholesterol. Mm-hmm. They don't budge too much. But what we want is we want cholesterol that is 199 or below. And the closer we can get it to 150, the healthier you're going to be, or the less risk of heart disease you will have.
Mm.
Now, that's the total cholesterol. And then there's what's called LDL. That is what they call the bad cholesterol. There really isn't any good or bad cholesterol. Cholesterol is cholesterol.
Right.
But the reason they call the LDL bad is because it plaques on the arteries.
Right.
Now, the only reason that it will plaque on the artery is because the artery itself is damaged and it becomes a little rough, so
right.
It plaques on there.
Mm-hmm.
But we want the LDL under 100. So if we could get the LDL under 100 and the total cholesterol close to 150, your risk for heart disease goes down to almost nothing.
All right. Doc, okay, well, let's get in. We'll get back into this when we come back after the break. And if listeners want to call in, please call in to 737-9986. You're listening to Dr. Foley on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
This is the Natural Healthcare Show with Dr. Brian Foley on Supertalk 99.7 WTN. If you think you might have a condition that could be improved through a natural approach, call Dr. Foley now at 615-737-WWTN. That's 615-737-9986. This is the Natural Healthcare Show on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back, listeners. What I'd like to do is I'd like to thank the listeners. We do get a lot of calls and a lot of emails. Doc gets a lot of texts, and we do get compliments on the show, and we appreciate it. And I normally meet a lot of the people at the workshop that Doc gives, and he gives it every Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And they are well attended, and people enjoy them, and they get a lot of information, and they have a lot of good things to say about it. So let me tell you that the workshops are every Thursday at 6:30 at his office, which you will find online. You'll find all the information you need. You can even register online. But let me tell you that he only takes a certain amount. He can't get a lot of people into his office, and I think the maximum is about 25. And when it gets to 25, we log off. Is that correct, Doc?
Yeah, that's correct. And they can go to the website, youralternativedoctor.com, and doctor spelled out. and it'll be right there on the front page.
All right. And you, or you could call, what is the number, 333-0056.
Yep.
And you can leave a message there, or you can book on that line. So do that. Come and get all the information you like, because we can only give you a little bit of information here. And but on Thursday nights, he goes over a lot of things and even handles people's personal questions.
Right. And we do have some things that we're talking about today posted on the website, so you can go there and get more information about what we're talking about today.
Yeah, go to the website, because on his website there is not only just what he's about cholesterol, there's a lot of information on there. And also, he's got recipes.
Right. Every week we add new stuff.
Right.
All the time.
Right.
Never the same website.
I made some ice cream, complete healthy ice cream for my children.
That's right. It's
and they enjoyed it, and they enjoyed it, and I felt great because I knew I wasn't feeding them sugar.
Yeah, and they didn't even know the difference between that ice cream and the regular ice cream.
No, they didn't, and it tasted good.
Yeah.
All right, Doc, let's get back onto now cholesterol,
how to
manage it, and
sure.
Let's fix it. Now, Doc, if your cholesterol is over 200, and I believe that is a figure that I think the doctors work on, they put you on medication if you're over 200. Is that correct?
Yeah, most doctors will put you on medication. Now, I'm a chiropractor, so I don't prescribe medication.
Right.
But I got a lot of patients that come in that are already on medication.
Mm-hmm.
And I do need to put in a little bit of a disclaimer. If you're on medication, you need to really talk with your doctor on getting off medication.
Right.
I personally don't take anybody off. When they come in, we want to work with their medical doctor to get them off. Or they can work with them, or the doctor can work with me on getting and reducing their medication.
Right.
But in most cases, we're going to have to build underneath that medication to get them to the point where they can actually get off.
Right.
Now, what happens, and the thing that that kind of irks me with the way that the system is set up is that the person goes in, their cholesterol is over 200, and they get put right on medication. Well, the problem with that is, why not find out what's going on with the person and why that cholesterol went up over 200?
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be three major things that I found in practice that you're going to have to look at to get your cholesterol down naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe four. One is your thyroid.
Right.
If you're having a thyroid problem, hypothyroid, hyperthyroid, it could even be normal. Or this component that can affect the thyroid, which is called Hashimoto's, that can also affect your cholesterol. Thyroid helps to control cholesterol. Cholesterol is made in the liver. The liver produces cholesterol. So that could be an area that needs to be cleaned up, so to speak, and get it to function better. You know, they did a study on our liver many years ago, and they found out that our liver does at least 590 things that they know it does, and they think it does about twice that.
Really?
So they don't even know how the liver works. But if we can keep it working, however it works, and keep it cleaned
that's right.
Then we have a good chance of keeping that cholesterol under control.
Right.
The third area is going to be your digestive system, the digestive tract. That's where cholesterol is absorbed in our body.
Yeah.
So it absorbs it in those areas.
Yeah.
And the potential fourth that most people think of is their eating habits. But in reality, if you change your eating habits and you don't look at those other three areas, you can only change your cholesterol about 10% just by eating differently.
Right.
So it's not necessarily changing your eating that's going to bring that cholesterol down. There's something going on that drove that cholesterol up in the first place.
Right.
So if you come to my office, we're going to investigate in all three of those areas.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we're going to be looking at the food, which we'll talk about here in a little bit also, and what foods you should eat to bring cholesterol down, if that's your goal.
Right. Now, I must also tell listeners that basically it's a non-invasive method that you do use.
Right. Yeah, I did make a statement that I'm a chiropractor. I'm a practicing chiropractic physician. I've been practicing for 26 years this October.
Mm-hmm.
And in the past 10 years, I really haven't done a lot of chiropractic. What I've done is I've studied with doctors, alternative doctors that were helping people healing the body through nutrition.
Right.
And I happened to stumble on a technique. It's called nutritional response testing that actually goes in, finds the underlying cause of the problem, and it also lets us know what nutrition that person needs.
Right.
Usually it ends up being what I found through experience is about three, maybe four things.
Right.
Occasionally somebody will come in and they only need one thing. But three or four things is about the average what a person needs to start handling a condition. Since we're talking about cholesterol, to handle a cholesterol condition, maybe three or four things. We might find that the liver isn't functioning properly. It doesn't have the energy it needs to keep that body going like it's supposed to.
Mm-hmm.
So it puts a burden on the liver. The liver gets congested, and now it can't produce the cholesterol properly.
Right.
But through this nutritional response testing, we're able to figure that out and then match up the nutrition to the liver and make sure that the person, it's compatible to the person, so that when they do take it, we know it's going to do what we want it to do.
Right.
You know, when I first started practicing chiropractic, I wanted to get into nutrition.
Mm.
And I tried many times. People would come in, I'd hand them a bottle of, say, vitamin C, and then I would say, well, how are you doing on that vitamin C? And they'd say, well, I'm doing pretty good. And I'd say, well, it must be working. But I had no way to get any feedback. I didn't know exactly what it was supposed to be for.
Right.
What organ or gland are we supposed to address? So when I stumbled onto this particular technique, which has been around for about 40 years, then it gave guidance to what's going on. We don't do any guessing. We know exactly what's going on. It's
right.
Very precise.
Mm. And I do find it interesting because someone can come in with, Doc, I got high cholesterol, and then you would go and find something wrong with their thyroid, their liver, and fix that up, and no one would be worried about the cholesterol. But when you fixed up the what was the primary concern or the
right.
primary non-functional organ in their body, the cholesterol righted itself.
Right. Yeah, we don't necessarily, somebody comes in and says, hey, I have high cholesterol, that's what I want to handle. That's great. We're going to look at that. We're concerned about that.
Right.
But what we want to find out is what are the underlying problems. So in reality, and a saying is that we're going to treat the body as a whole.
Right.
All right. We're not just concerned about the thyroid or the liver or the intestinal tract. We might have to handle that guy's pancreas first, or maybe he has a stomach issue. I had a lady come in this weekend. She wanted to get rid of ulcers. She had ulcers for over 5 years.
Mm-hmm.
And the first thing that we had to handle was the ulcers were in her stomach, but the first thing we had to handle was her liver. So there was something going on in the liver that was actually worse than the ulcers.
Wow.
So it's kind of like peeling an onion. You know, we got this first layer, whatever it is, the body will give it to us, and we'll handle that first.
Right.
And then we'll handle that layer, and then we'll handle the next and the next if there's two or three layers or whatever.
Right. All right. Well, if I go to my doctor and my doctor says to me, okay, you got high cholesterol, and he's going to, what's he going to do then? Put me on a statin drug?
Right.
And those are dangerous, or are they?
Yes. In my opinion, statin drugs are dangerous because there's an alternative way to handle most of this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there are some cholesterol, it's genetic, where it's over, it goes way over 300.
Mm-hmm.
Now, those people, even though it's over 300, in most cases, the statin drug doesn't help that condition.
Right.
So we still have to protect the heart. We have to protect the liver and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, a lot of people are really concerned about genes. Like they say, oh, it's, my dad had high cholesterol. My mother had high cholesterol. I know I got the genes for high cholesterol.
Mm.
Well, only 1% of the genes in your body are, quote, bad. And 99% of them are actually really good. So what we want to do is we want to stack the deck in the 99% that is good.
Right.
And it can overcome that 1% in most cases.
Right.
But when somebody goes to their doctor, their doctor's going to put them on a statin drug, which is a class of drugs that's designed to lower cholesterol,
right.
like Lipitor, Crestor, Zocor. And there's dozens more with, of course, other names.
How do you know all these names so well, Doc?
I got them written right here, Ray.
Okay.
Not only that, I see them come in my office all the time.
Yeah, but I've also seen them. I've watched all those commercials, and I've seen them.
Yeah.
All right, Craig, our producer's hurrying us up. We'll see you next segment. You're listening to Super Talk 99.7 WTN.
This is the Natural Healthcare Show with Dr. Brian Foley on Super Talk 99.7 WTN. sick of being sick? Dr. Foley may be able to help you. Find out by calling 615-737-WWTN. That's 615-737-9986. You're listening to The Natural Healthcare Show on Supertalk 99.7 WTN.
Welcome back, listeners. You got that number, 737-9986, and we will take your calls, and we do and have been getting some questions here, Doc, that have been asked on you on Facebook, and I found this one quite amusing. Sam, he asked, he wrote in and said, my son came to your Natural Healthcare Solutions workshop. He said it was great, and he learned a lot. And he said, I am a liver body type. What does that mean? He won't tell me.
That he's a liver body type?
That's what he said, yeah.
Well, I don't think I'm going to tell him neither. You have to come to the workshop. No, actually what that means is we go over different body types at the workshop. And the liver body type is the one that has the big beer belly.
Uh-huh.
These are the guys that you usually see on the beach. They got a Speedo on and a beer can in their hand.
Right.
They look like your cousin or your uncle.
Yeah.
What that means is that liver isn't working properly anymore.
Right.
So what happens is it's not such a fat problem, even though it looks like a big fat belly, like Santa Claus belly hanging over there.
Right.
What that is called ascites, and it's actually water back in there.
I see.
And so what's happening is Sam has a liver body type, so he must have a big beer belly or pot belly.
Right.
Now, we all know beer kind of destroys the liver, but there's many other things that will destroy the liver, including statin drugs, that could make you have a beer belly.
Right.
So a lot of medications have to go, every medication has to go through the liver.
Right.
And all medication is chemicals, and our liver is not really designed to handle those like we're taking them now.
Right.
So, yeah, he's walking around with a pot belly, basically,
right.
And that's due to his liver.
It also makes me think about these football players, these guys that stand in the front, the linemen.
Yeah.
Is that what you call them?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm a rugby fan, so we play rugby in our country. So
all right.
It's a little different.
Yes.
And our balls are bigger.
And it still is rough.
Yeah. Our balls are bigger, and we don't play with pads.
That's right.
Right.
That's really tough.
All right, Doc. So, so we were talking about these statin drugs. Now, how does a statin drug lower your cholesterol?
Well, basically, statin drugs lower your cholesterol by inhibiting an enzyme. And that's a nice way of saying it destroys the enzyme that actually helps to make cholesterol.
Oh, dear.
And Lipitor which is manufactured by Pfizer, which is a drug company, It became the best-selling drug in history. And Pfizer made $12.4 billion, and this was in 2008.
Wow.
And that's a lot of money for one drug.
It sure is.
Yeah. So there may be some other alternatives for people recommending these drugs besides your health. You know, nowadays, it's actually very hard to stay healthy. 40, 50 years ago, it was a lot easier to stay healthy than it is today.
Right.
And that's mainly because of our food supply.
Mm-hmm.
Matter of fact, this year, February of this year, the FDA came out with a warning that using statin drugs increases the risk for higher blood sugar levels and increases the risk for you being diagnosed with diabetes.
Oh, wow.
So the Federal Safety Agency then announced that it's going to require drug manufacturers to place a warning that and precautions of the risk of diabetes on all of these cholesterol drugs. There is now 900 studies that show adverse side effects of statin drugs.
Wow.
These, you know, they call them side effects because they're really unwanted effects. So They kind of make it sound nice, like, oh, these are the side effects.
Right.
Well, it's still the effect of the drug. They're just unwanted, so they call them side effects.
Right.
Here's some of the side effects of statin drugs, which would be muscle problems, muscle atrophy, meaning that the muscles shrivel away.
Right.
There's also nerve damage in the hands and feet. It's also suppresses your immune system. So the person can get sick. Your immune system's there to protect you against virus, bacteria, parasites, yeast. It can no longer do that on a good 100% health. It causes pancreas. This is probably why they're starting to find out that the diabetes is going up, the blood sugar is going up, because it does destroy the pancreas, or not actually destroy it. It has a dysfunction of the pancreas.
Right.
And the pancreas is what controls the blood sugar in your body.
Right.
It also causes the liver to dysfunction. And it also gives the person a feeling of depression and also memory loss, sexual dysfunction, anemia, loss of iron in your blood, cataracts. Other than that, you'll be okay.
Oh, brother.
Yeah.
So, and I take it that the way you're speaking, that all cholesterol drugs are statin drugs, are they?
No, I don't believe all drugs are not statin drugs.
Right.
No. There were drugs out before the statins came out, but the statins were the ones that were able to bring the drugs, bring the cholesterol down the fastest and get it into the numbers.
Right.
So it's, you know, just to look at your number and say, okay, you're healthy, to me is a big mistake. I mean, we got to find out what's going on in the body.
Right.
You're artificially driving that number down, but then you have the long-term side effects of all these medications.
Right.
All medications will have some type of side effect.
Right.
Now, medication should be looked at as a short-term solution. Okay, you got your cholesterol is high.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, go ahead, get onto the medication. That's fine. But let's find out what is the underlying problem here. Why is it going up in the first place?
Right.
And the person could stay on the medication until we get that corrected. And then, again, working with their doctor that prescribed that, they could work it off and get off the medication.
Right. It is amazing to me that they don't ask you what your lifestyle is or what you do, but your cholesterol's high.
Right.
And let's get it off.
I've had doctors that know that I deal a lot with nutrition, and I've had them on the phone and in person tell me that nutrition doesn't have anything to do with keeping you healthy.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's amazing what some doctors think.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
Well, Doc, the thing is that if you can keep people and make people healthy naturally, you will be taking a lot of business.
That's
not
right.
Only you, but all the other doctors that are doing the same as you.
Exactly. And there's a whole group of people, and the public is starting to wake up. You know, back in the 60s, you know, there was what was called gods in white coats. You know, the doctor told you exactly what needed to be done, and you just followed through, no questions asked.
Right.
But since the internet came up, more people now are aware of different conditions that they have.
Right.
And a lot of times, they'll know more about the condition than the doctor that they're going to.
Correct.
To try and get the medication or trying to get it handled.
Right.
Could you imagine if we had $12.4 billion that we could advertise natural health care with?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And they're spending, drug manufacturing companies right now are spending $9.3 billion every year on all those ads that you see on TV.
Mm-hmm.
They're called direct-to-consumer ads. And it's illegal in every country except the United States to have those ads.
Right.
And those ads are unethical. And they're unethical because they tell the consumer, the person, to go tell their doctor to give them a drug or a medication.
Right.
So,
well, I know there is a big movement going on towards health, you know, and doing it naturally.
Yeah, people are starting to wake up and find out that that most medication, again, I don't have anything against medication. I don't have anything against medical doctors. They're